Hi, good bright sunny morning every Sunday. In the heart, it is like that, no? Clear and, the sun is shining. Although it's like, you know, cool and nice also outside. Welcome everybody for the Sunday morning service.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of God. Wasn't that a good illustration? Yeah? So I hope you got the illustration of the chairs. It can also be used in a secondary way to do the chair workout in the house. Right? Put two chairs in your house and tell yourself, which chair are you sitting on? Yeah? So thank you for coming. This was a unique morning today and also the past few days. So let's turn to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. If you are a student of my class in Hebrews, and you have not sent in your assignment, please do so, because this online teaching is quite a challenge. You look into the camera and teach and there's no response. Okay, Hebrews chapter 10, and let's read. Maybe we could stand, and just maybe you can stand and shift your position. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 36 to 38. Hebrews 10, verse 36 to 38. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Let's read that verse together as a church. Let's read it loudly. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek. The last passage, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray for those who are sick today. We pray for Dr. Sino, to would heal him, for Jansi, for Lisa, for whoever in the body has a fever, cough, cold, or for them who pray, for Pastor Brian, as well as not well, we pray and heal. Thank you for the message by Pastor Vijay. Thank you for speaking to us. Speak to us, Lord, and give us the word in season. In Jesus' name.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
So today I want to speak on the theme, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
When you read the scriptures many times, there is a tendency in us to start reading a passage from a particular chapter. So suppose you were to start reading Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then you try to figure out what is it trying to say. Now as a student of the scriptures, you must understand that the chapters and the verses were put in much later. So when you start reading something and you don't understand it, you must read the verses before or the chapter before and the chapter afterwards to get the context.
Even when so, I to see it, you're working.
When we read Hebrews chapter 10,
you never stop working.
Verse 36,
miracle worker,
for you have need of endurance, that after you have done the will of God, that you may receive you the promise. Are. So he's encouraging them. You have need of patience, the King James says, and it is talking about a patience or an endurance in difficult circumstances. And then he says in verse 37, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry or will not delay. Right? What is the context here? Right? These were believers who had come from Jewish backgrounds, and there was intense persecution from Jewish people towards these Christians.
Great word, isn't it?
And the temptation, because the persecution was so intense.
I was just thinking when Pastor Hamill was
sharing. Some of them were imprisoned. Some of them lost
properties.
What
did Joshua and Caleb say regarding the giants?
Their homes got confiscated and so on and so forth. That there was a temptation to go back to Judaism.
The 10 spies said, it's difficult to live by faith. What is this wilderness?
And the writer here, he is encouraging them.
Go back to Egypt, right?
And what is the encouraging them? What is the encouragement? He's saying that you may receive the promise.
Regarding
what
the
is
giants,
the promise? So that's
thinking,
our first point.
They are bread for us.
The promise is in verse 37.
They are bread for us.
The promise.
It's morning breakfast.
And what is that promise?
You know,
for yet a little
for
while,
the journey, you know.
And he who is coming will
so
come
if I was
and
just
will
thinking
not tarry
like trials,
or delay. Who is that?
Put yourself in the place of a Hebrew Christian at that time.
The promise is that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come
our way,
for them.
Those
that's
are basically the things that God has ordained.
He is going to come.
For our growth.
And he will not delay.
And
right?
Those trials could be the
and
same
then,
thing God has ordained for.
Verse 38 says, now
see,
the just shall live
go
by
out,
faith.
So those are the same things that God
back,
has ordained.
My soul has no pleasure in him. What does that
to
mean?
To be a food
mean?
For our faith. Isn't that amazing? So things that
the,
we
so the
think
just
of
shall
backing
live by
off
faith.
From
now we
could
all
be the same
talk
things
about this
God has allowed to nourish us in our
topic.
Faith.
Living by faith or by faith we are
and,
doing this. But
another thing
mean,
I was thinking is this.
The just shall live by faith.
Did they take over the land
and what
yet
it means
at that moment in
this
time
is
in
the
Numbers
principle
13?
Of living. How
no.
We live.
But
we are living by faith. But the issue
they
is.
Spoke, right?
By
they
faith
spoke.
In what?
I think there's a verse in 2 Corinthians
by
4
faith
verse
in what?
13.
That's the issue.
We all have the same spirit
by faith
of faith.
In what God is communicating
so as it is
to
written,
me. Or what
I
God
have
is
believed,
communicating
therefore
to
have
us
I
as a church.
Spoken.
What was God communicating?
I have believed, therefore
yet
have
a little
spoken.
While.
In the same way, what
and
do
I'm
we
coming.
Do as a body?
Right?
We have the same spirit
yet a little
of faith
while, and I'm
beautifully
coming.
We
and
don't
now,
differ in doctrine.
Based upon what God has
what
communicated,
and because we have
that
believed,
becomes
we?
What?
We
my motivation
but
now
giants are there,
to live by
matter, but having
faith,
the same spirit
because
of faith. Having believed,
our Father, my
speak.
God, our God
Joshua
has
and
promised.
Caleb spoke that before they actually possessed
and
the
land.
So
he is
it's amazing
a person
to
who keeps his promise. He
of
never
faith,
lies.
An attitude of faith,
and because of
confessions
that,
of faith.
I am
midst.
Going to
it
wait on him
to see
till he
how
comes.
These giants get cooked
right?
By God.
And
for
then,
our morning breakfast.
Because of that, what happens?
And we feed on it and we go forward in the plan. Amen.
Verse 38. If
thank
anyone
you,
draws back,
let's
my soul has no
Father,
pleasure.
We thank
in
you for.
Because God has given me the promise, therefore,
this
I am not,
time, thank you
let's
for the
say
messages
I started
we
my Christian life at this point and I'm walking
the, our value
with
in
the
God
Lord,
gives
I reach this point,
credibility
now something
to the
happens
plan,
in my life,
humility,
and now I want to give up and I want to
pride,
go back.
But it's humility that prepares our heart.
And the author is saying, you've reached this point, you continue.
Thank you for the
why? Because he who's coming is coming.
Is the same spirit of faith.
No matter what the situation is, continue.
Therefore, speaking.
Because the just shall live by faith. But if any man
feels
draws back, My soul has no pleasure in him.
Of faith
this doesn't
us,
talk about loss of salvation. This talks about loss of privilege. Because salvation
because
is given by grace through
us.
Faith. So the just shall live by faith.
We have,
then when we come to Hebrews 11:1,
in the Bible, 8,
so the first point is the promise, Hebrews
10:37.
The second
Jesus
point
Christ,
is in Hebrews 10:38, the principle of living by
plan.
Faith. Then the third point
the
in Hebrews 11:1 is the definition
added,
of faith.
Thank you that.
Right? We have all heard this verse many
Lord,
times.
In this we said,
now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things
safety.
Not seen.
It
right?
is actually when we avoid.
A better version
avoid,
would be, now faith is the
is,
assurance, the NASB
in a way,
says.
It is
assurance.
Make victims.
Again, the question we can ask is assurance of what?
There is great safety because
assurance of what? Correct?
Quicken us.
You go back
Lord,
to verse 37, 36 and 37.
Great sense
assurance
of
the promise
coming months,
that God has given us a promise.
Maybe people who are sick.
And what is that
families,
promise? Let's say it. Come on.
Or
he
maybe
is
any secret
coming.
Discouragements
that's the promise.
That we may have.
He is coming.
Any
and that and the evidence of things. So now,
trouble,
do you understand how it connects? So what is the first thing? The first thing is the promise.
We don't want
the
to
second
blame
thing
Corona
is the principle of living by faith.
It is
the third is what?
Faith.
The definition of faith. What is the definition?
To come
that
into
I am assured
for our lives.
Of something hoped for.
We can our spirits fill
because
us
God has said it to
above.
Me and to us.
Thank you for visiting us
though
today.
I don't see the evidence
thank you for
of
your amazing
right?
grace.
This is important. Have we gotten this so far? Yeah.
To keep believing.
Right? All of you can be part of my Hebrews class.
God
yeah.
You
have to send an
that
assignment.
You will do
yeah.
what you have
now,
begun, you
when we
complete.
Move on, we see
we
when we come
name,
to Hebrews
11:6. Praise you. Bless the remainder
it says
of our day,
here,
Lord.
But without
it
faith, it is
ahead.
Impossible to please Him.
Thank you for this time. In
Jesus'
precious name,
for he who comes to God
pray.
Must believe that
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
And that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek
Him. There is an offering
him.
Basket at the back, so go through
a
the basket,
way
don't bypass it.
To say that is,
all right.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He exists, that He is, talks about that He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And that's our fourth point. Who is the object of my faith? The object of my faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. The object of my faith is in the one and true living God. Right? That is the object of my faith. The object of my faith. And then when we read, now when you read Hebrews 11, the whole chapter, it's the great faith chapter. It uses these phrases in verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken away. Verse 7, by faith, Noah being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham moved when he was called. Right? When you read this chapter, this phrase keeps on coming. By faith. And when you read the chapter, you may think as if the faith is coming out of them. What is it? It's as if they are believing God for something and doing it. Right? But it is the other way around. And you need to understand this. And this is, Pastor Brian had quoted, I had said this before. And he had quoted this. Faith is a response to God's initiation. Faith is a response to God's initiation. So if you go to each of the stories in Hebrews 11, and you go back to Genesis, and if you have to read all the stories, you will end up reading the whole Old Testament, right? And what is this saying? First, God speaks to a person. What is it? First, God speaks to a person. Then the person hears it, and that person responds in obedience and faith. And then because he responds in obedience and faith, the person receives the consequence of what God has spoken. Right? For example, in Hebrews 11 and verse 7, by faith Noah. So if you read Genesis 6 to 9, God told Noah, Genesis 6, 3, about 120 years is the lifespan, or in 120 years the judgment will come. And Noah was about 500 years old and he made the ark. Make an ark. I'm going to judge the world. But you know when the flood came in the 600th year. That is 100 years later. Right? It came. Noah didn't plan this on his own. God spoke to him. He obeyed. And if you read Genesis 7, the end part, Noah did exactly as God told him. And the flood came. And how many people got saved? You know, 8 of them got saved. And God judged the whole world through a worldwide flood. And 8 of them were alive along with the animals with him. Right? What was that? First, God initiated something. Then Noah, what? Obeyed in faith. And because he obeyed in faith, what happened? He received the consequence. But how much time did he wait? Come on. 100 years. When God speaks to us, how much time do we want to wait? Huh? It's called instant download. Right away. We want God to move right away. So if you look at each example, we see it's really beautiful. You have Abel in verse 4, and it says, he offered a more excellent sacrifice. And one writer says this, that him offering the lamb did not make him righteous. The very fact that he had believed in the Lord and he gave the Lord what the Lord had asked for made him righteous. It is not his offering which made him righteous. He already had faith in God, and the offering was an expression of his faith. Right? And though he is dead, he lives. Right? In Matthew 23:35, he is called righteous Abel. Right? His faith. Enoch, in verse 5, he walked 300 years with God and then he was taken up. How many years? 300 years. Then you have Noah. Right? How many years did he wait? He waited for 100 years and it happened. Then in verse 8, you have Abraham. Abraham. And how many years did he wait for the promised son? He waited for 25 years. He was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old. So if you're waiting for a baby for a long time, don't worry about it. Right? If you're married and you're waiting for a baby. Yeah? So let's be technically correct out here. Yeah? So he waited. He waited. And then it says, verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured and embraced them and confessed them that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That's a very beautiful verse. So God made a promise to Abraham in Genesis 15, 1 to 6, that his descendants would be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. But when he died, it didn't come to pass. It came to pass after he was dead. But they died in faith, not receiving the promises. And if you read the whole chapter, you can read it. And instead of me giving it to you, in easy terms, you can do a study. You can read, go back to the Old Testament story and see what is God saying to the person. How is he responding? What is the consequence of that faith? And this whole chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, is the example of persevering faith. What is it? The example of persevering faith. People who never gave up. They never gave up. They never gave up. They waited. They waited upon God. Some of them died, not receiving the promises. Some of them received the promises in Hebrews 11:33. For example, Joshua, he received the promised land. And then we see, we come here, verse 39. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. The promise. Right? Now, what is the promise? What is the promise? Right? The promise is here talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? What was the promise to Abraham? That his descendants would be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. What was the promise to the nation? That they would inherit the promised land. Right? But what was the promise? The promise was the Lord Jesus Christ coming on the earth. And that didn't happen to them. Whom did it happen to? It happened to us. It happened to us, right? And then it says, verse 40, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us, right? And now in Hebrews 12 it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So Hebrews 12, 1 takes into account Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 onwards, right up till Hebrews 11, the whole chapter. Therefore what? All the Old Testament examples, they are what? They are an encouragement for us to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And what is the weight and the sin? We could say the weight was their bad circumstances, right? Persecution. What was their sin? Their sin was unbelief. Because in Hebrews 11, the whole issue is faith. Right? Again, we come back to the main point. What is faith? What is faith? Yeah, faith is what God has said. So the object of my faith is God, and the basis of my faith is what He has said. Correct? So they were living in unbelief, and leave it aside, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know, the Christian life is like compared to a race. It's not like a 100-meter sprint. It's like a 42-kilometer marathon. It's a race, right? And how do the just live by faith? This is how do we live. Let us run with patience. And that word is with respect to circumstances. The race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. How do we run the race? By looking unto Jesus, right? Why are we looking unto Jesus? Because He is the object of my faith, right? Why do I live by faith? Because I'm living by what He has spoken to me, correct? Right? And then what does it say? Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, this is a beautiful point that Jesus came on the earth. He was born. He was God and man at the same time. The Bible says, Hebrews 4:15, He was tested at every point and He chose not to sin. And at approximately 33 and a half, the Jewish people crucified Him on a cross. And when He died on the cross, God put all our sins on Him, past, present, and future. And His blood was shed for our sins. He was buried. And on the third day, He rose again. And today the Bible says He is at the right hand of God. And you know what is the good news today? Our beginning starts because He has finished His race. Isn't that beautiful? So salvation, the gift of salvation, starts at a point in time because Jesus has finished the race and He said it is finished. And when you accept Jesus as your Savior, how? By faith, God gives you eternal life forever. Isn't that great? Right? So no matter how you feel today, how well you are doing with God or not doing well with God, it doesn't matter. That gift has been given to you forever because God loves you unconditionally. And as Pastor Vijay says, God is asking you to come just as you are. He loves you unconditionally, just the way you are. And it has started. And now, as we are walking with the Lord, how are we walking? Come on. By faith. I'm so excited today. I got up in the morning, saw the rain. I was thinking, will people come? Will they not come? But we all have come. By how? By faith. Not looking at the rain. By faith. By faith, not by sight. By faith in what God is communicating to me. And looking unto Jesus, and that's how we go forward, by faith. I want to encourage all of us today that no matter what is happening in your life or what is happening in your situation, right? Don't reach a point where you say, okay, I walked with the Lord till now. Okay, I'm going to give up. I'm going to turn back. You know, like, it is possible that you and I could say, Lord, I can't take it anymore. This is too much for me to handle. Maybe it is a situation, maybe it's a health problem, a family problem, a work problem, whatever. It's too much. I can't take it. Or even in ministry, I can't do it anymore. Lord, I want to say bye-bye to you. And what is God saying? Hey, just a little more. What is God saying? Just a little more. Just a little more. And the promise will come. And I've said this right through this season, and I want to say it again. There is an end point in the Christian life. Please don't misunderstand that we are on the earth forever. Don't misunderstand that. There is an end point. There is a start point. There is a going forward with God, but there is also an end point. And who's going to get us to the end point? The one who started the beginning point, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the what? Finisher of our faith. I know who's standing, who's in the stands, who's cheering up for us as we are running the race. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all the angels. And when we fall and we are trying to look back, they are saying, come on. Let's go forward. Come on. One more step. Come on. Right? Have you ever seen a marathon when they start? Everybody is so enthused at the end. Right? It's very, very difficult. Right? But that's the key. We live by faith. And what do? We want to what? Finish our race. Right? So, just yesterday, Pastor Benny mentioned to me, and this is unique, that a certain pastor, Pastor George Scotty, from the El Bethel Ministries in Lingarajpuram, for those of you who know him, he passed away. A gentle man of God, I think more than 31 years of ministry. And I was thinking last night, I was just listening to a message of his. This season, many, many men of God have passed away. And I thought last night, Lord, is it my turn to... Is it my turn too, right? But you know what? There is an end point for everybody, right? And the end point is the most glorious point because he's coming for us. So in conclusion today, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? You need to be at a place where you are hearing the word of God. The second thing is, I need to have a relationship with my Bible. Because the Bible is God's word to me. If I don't read the Bible, if I don't like to read the Bible, or if I don't like to hear the Bible preached, then basically, I am living my life with my own self. And the object of my faith becomes myself. And I start believing in what I think rather than what God wants to say to me. The third thing is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Categorical doctrine is the framework in which we think, right? Yeah. God tells us how to think. And the fourth thing, if you read Hebrews 11, is God is speaking to each person personally, a personal plan and purpose, right? And they were, if you read this whole Hebrews 11, they were all parts of a puzzle. From Abraham, his children, to Moses, to the giving of the law, all parts of the puzzle till Christ would come on the earth, right? And Christ is the end of the law for everyone who believes. And you know what? God has a unique plan for each one of us, right? Don't try to be somebody else, right? If you work in a certain thing, be the best worker you can, right? Be the best pastor you can. Be the best leader you can. Be the best doctor or engineer or a teacher or whatever profession. Doesn't matter. If you're a housewife, be the best housewife you can. Right? Because we are all parts of the puzzle in God's big plan. Right? And how, this is important and very important. As you read the Bible and as you hear the Bible spoken, God will speak to you personally, right? He will speak to you. He will tell you what He wants you to do in your life. Right? He will tell you. And how do we respond to that? We respond to that in faith. And lastly, we run with patience. And one day, we finish our race in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, where Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I've kept the course. I've finished my race. Amen? So let's all stand. Yeah. One day, right? No matter how bad the situation looks, it's not really as bad as we think it is, right? One day it'll all be over, right? Can we be excited about that? One day it'll all be over. No more network problem, no more virus problem, no more coronavirus, no more old sin nature, no more pain, no more suffering, no more remembrance of former things. One day it'll all be over. No more darlings in heaven, no husband, wife in heaven, right? All darlings on earth, right? No children. You will recognize children, but you can't say they are mine. No. Right? It's coming. It has already come for some men of God, right? And that day is coming. And let's read that verse and we'll close together. Chapter 10, verse 37 and 38. Let's read it loudly. Okay? Ready? We'll start. And let's read it dramatically. Okay. For yet a little while, and He who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now let's say this loudly. Now the church shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this morning. Thank You for quickening us, Lord. Thank You for speaking to our hearts. And even as we worship now, Lord, may Your presence flood this room and flood our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Miracle work.
escaper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you
Great word, isn't it? Let's give another hand to that message. Beautiful. I was just thinking when Pastor Anil was sharing, what did Joshua and Caleb say regarding the giants that they saw in the land when they went to spy out the land? The 10 spies said, it's difficult to live by faith. What is this wilderness? Let's make a captain and go back to Egypt, right? But what did Joshua and Caleb say? Regarding the giants, I was just thinking, they are bread for us. They are bread for us. It's called morning breakfast, you know, protein for the journey, you know. So if I was just thinking like trials, and put yourself in the place of a Hebrew Christian at that time, with what comes our way, those are basically the things that God has ordained for our growth. And those trials could be the same thing God has ordained for, see, it's raining, so you can't go out, so you got to listen. Those are the same things that God has ordained to be our food for our faith. Isn't that amazing? So things that we think of backing off from could be the same things God has allowed to nourish us in our faith. It's amazing. And another thing I was thinking is this. Did they take over the land yet at that moment in time in Numbers 13? No. But what did they say? They spoke, right? They spoke. I think there's a verse in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We all have the same spirit of faith. So as it is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. In the same way, what do we do as a body? We have the same spirit of faith, as Pastor Daniel beautifully shared. We don't differ in doctrine. We have the same content with what we believe. And because we have believed, we speak. But giants are there, doesn't matter. But having the same spirit of faith, having believed, we speak. Joshua and Caleb spoke that before they actually possessed the land. So it's amazing to consider a spirit of faith, an attitude of faith, confessions of faith in our midst. It'll be amazing to see how these giants get cooked by God for our morning breakfast. And we feed on it and we go forward in the plan. Amen? Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Anna. So let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning time. Thank you for the messages we heard. Our value in God gives great credibility to the plan, but it's humility, not pride, but it's humility that prepares our heart to function in it. Thank you for the message on faith that we heard. Yes, the same spirit of faith, believing and therefore speaking. Positive energy fields that we can have because of a spirit of faith among us, believing, not giving up, but enduring, because the promise will shortly come to pass. And thank you that all the promises we have in the Bible, 8,000 plus promises, all are contained in the promise, the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, what He has done for us, His perfect plan, and also the end in view, in terms of everything having a glorious end. Thank you that Lord, in this we recognize there is great safety. There is great safety. It is actually when we try and avoid that is in our way, it is then we make ourselves victims. There is danger, but in confronting, there is great safety because you fight our battles. Quicken our spirits, Lord. Just fill us with a great sense of hope in these coming months. Maybe people who are sick in our families, or maybe any secret discouragements that we may have, or any psychological trouble. God, we commit everything to you, and we don't want to blame Corona as a reason, but it is food for our faith. You will take us forward to come into possession of that promise for our lives. Quicken our spirits, fill us with great joy from above. Thank you for visiting us today, and thank you for your amazing grace that surrounds us on every side to motivate us to keep believing and to keep confessing what a great God you are, and that you will do what you have begun and you will complete it. We bless your name, we worship you, we praise you. Bless the remainder of our day, Lord. And give us a great week ahead. And thank you for this time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. We are dismissed. There is an offering basket at the back. So go through the basket. Don't bypass it. All right. Great word, isn't it? Let's give another hand to that message. Beautiful. I was just thinking when Pastor Hanel was sharing, what did Joshua and Caleb say regarding the giants that they saw in the land when they went to spy out the land? The 10 spies said, it's difficult to live by faith. What is this wilderness? Let's make a captain and go back to Egypt, right? But what did Joshua and Caleb say regarding the giants? I was just thinking, they are bread for us. They are bread for us. It's called morning breakfast, you know, protein for the journey, you know. So if I was just thinking like trials, and put yourself in the place of a Hebrew Christian at that time, with what comes our way, those are basically the things that God has ordained for our growth. And those trials could be the same thing God has ordained for, see, it's raining, so you can't go out, so you got to listen. Those are the same things that God has ordained to be our food for our faith. Isn't that amazing? So things that we think of backing off from could be the same things God has allowed to nourish us in our faith. That's amazing. And another thing I was thinking is this. Did they take over the land yet at that moment in time in Numbers 13? No. But what did they say? They spoke, right? They spoke. I think there's a verse in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We all have the same spirit of faith. So as it is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. In the same way, what do we do as a body? We have the same spirit of faith, as Pastor Daniel beautifully shared. We don't differ in doctrine. We have the same content with what we believe. And because we have believed, we speak. But giants are there, doesn't matter. But having the same spirit of faith, having believed, we speak. Joshua and Caleb spoke that before they actually possessed the land. So it's amazing to consider a spirit of faith, an attitude of faith, confessions of faith in our midst. It'll be amazing to see how these giants get cooked by God for our morning breakfast. And we feed on it and we go forward in the plan. Amen? Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. So let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning time. Thank you for the messages we heard. Our value in God gives great credibility to the plan, but it's humility, not pride, but it's humility that prepares our heart to function in it. Thank you for the message on faith that we heard. Yes, the same spirit of faith, believing and therefore speaking. Positive energy fields that we can have because of a spirit of faith among us, believing, not giving up, but enduring, because the promise will shortly come to pass. And thank you that all the promises we have in the Bible, 8,000 plus promises, all are contained in the promise. The Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, what He has done for us, His perfect plan. And also the end in view, in terms of everything having a glorious end. Thank you that, Lord, in this we recognize there is great safety. There is great safety. It is actually when we try and avoid that is in our way, it is then we make ourselves victims. There is danger, but in confronting, there is great safety because you fight our battles. Quicken our spirits, Lord. Just fill us with a great sense of hope in these coming months. Maybe people who are sick in our families, or maybe any secret discouragements that we may have, or any psychological trouble. God, we commit everything to you, and we don't want to blame Corona as a reason. But it is food for our faith. You will take us forward. to come into possession of that promise for our lives. Quicken our spirits, fill us with great joy from above. Thank you for visiting us today, and thank you for your amazing grace that surrounds us on every side to motivate us to keep believing and to keep confessing what a great God you are, and that you will do what you have begun and you will complete it. We bless your name, we worship you, we praise you. Bless the remainder of our day, Lord, and give us a great week ahead. And thank you for this time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.